Hello.
Oh, hello. Can I speak to Mr. Smith?
Who's calling, please?
Oh, hi, Mr. Smith. This is Sean Miller. I'm calling you from Telstra. I'm a technical engineer. How are you doing?
Yes, fine. Thank you.
Okay, well, actually, right now, our engineers are working in your local exchange office near Estella. That is the reason I called you. So, could you please tell me, how's your internet working nowadays?
Yes, our internet's fine, thank you. Yes.
Like, when you normally use your internet line, sometimes did you notice your internet connection get dropped out, or the speed of your internet is working very, very slow, like that happens sometimes?
Sometimes it is slow, but otherwise?
Sometimes it is little bit slow. You know what, ma'am? From last 2 days, we are continuously receiving so many emails from your local operator. They are also complaining us that most of our customers, they are not getting a proper speed or proper services from our side. That is the reason today we have started working. All right. So, yes. So let me ask you, ma'am, have you made any kind of changes in the settings of your internet?
No.
Like changes of IP address or Wi-Fi password,
nothing.
Like that?
No, nothing.
And could you please try to remember, have you ever shared your internet or any kind of computer password to anyone?
No.
Okay. Well, why am I asking?
Nobody else uses it.
Oh, okay. Well, why I'm asking you this sort of question, ma'am, you know, because while we are working in your internet line, we have been found that whenever you go online, at the same time, there are some people from outside your locality are trying to getting access to your internet without your permission, without your knowledge, and they're using your IP address, ma'am. That's why we are calling you today to check out what's going wrong in your router, okay? And when was the last time you used this internet line, ma'am?
This morning.
Today morning?
Yes.
Well, I can see in my system that somebody was active in your lines yesterday, midnight between 12 to 3 a.m. and on Monday between 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. That was you or somebody else?
No, it wasn't up at that time.
Might be anyone else in your family member who connects to your Wi-Fi.
No. There's only two of us here and the other one can't use the computer.
Oh, you mean only two people in your house, you and your husband lived, right?
Yes.
And only you use
it. Okay.
Might be some of your family member who connects your Wi-Fi or your neighbor.
That I'd be aware of that
hour in the morning, no. Okay, and when you don't use your internet line, especially at night,
I have got a dongle and I pull it out.
Okay, you are using a dongle and when you don't use it, you pull it out.
Yes,
you don't...
definitely out, but not.
Oh, okay, all right. And right now it is connected, ma'am? Your dongle is connected? And can you see there is any light which is blinking in the dongle?
I'll just have a look for you.
Okay.
Not the green light stable.
It is a stable, lovely.
Yeah.
How many devices are connected with the dongle? Only your laptop or sometimes your mobile phone is also connected?
Oh, well, there's the phone, the iPad, and but they're not connected all at the one time. There's only the phone and the laptop during the day, and then the phone goes onto its own system.
Okay, during...
Then I pull the dongle out.
Well, as per my reports, ma'am, I can see in my system currently the internet line which you are using, the IP address. Most of the major services of your dongle are not working properly. Due to that reason, day by day, some of the outsiders, they are automatically connected to your internet. That is the reason sometimes the speed is getting slow. Just because all the speed and the services are getting divided with all those people who are connected with your lines. So we need to block all of them first in order to make you a secure connection. And in case if we found any kind of major problem with that, then what I will do, we need to go ahead and send our one of our technician for the checkup of your internet lines. Okay? You can do one thing first of all. What I will do, I'm going to provide you some security ID number. You can make a note of it. Could you please be handy with a piece of paper and a pen?
Right, I'll grab a piece of paper.
Yes.
Okay.
And you can write down your customer ID number, ma'am. Your customer ID, which is 888.
888.
And then in capital letter, D for Delta.
Yep.
C for Charlie.
Yep.
A for Alpha.
Yep.
And then number 60.
Mm-hmm.
Then give a hyphen. Number 7,
mm-hmm.
D for Delta in capital letter,
yeah.
And number 062,
mm-hmm.
Not O, it's 0, okay, 062.
Yeah.
Check it, ma'am, it should be like 888-DCA-60 hyphen 7-D-0-6-2.
Yeah.
Right. This is your customer ID number, and why I have given you this customer ID, ma'am, you know, because nowadays, not only you, most of our customer, they are complaining us that they are getting so many nuisance calls regarding their internet. Some of the people are pretending themselves they are from Amazon, they are from NBN, and they are trying to sell our... Even you are also getting this call, ma'am?
I've had phone calls from Amazon and the NBN, and when I hear it's them, I hang up straight away. I don't know what they've got to say to me.
What kind of calls, ma'am? Like that is an auto
recorded
call?
They just ring on the phone, and they'll say that they're from Amazon or the NBN, and I don't go any further with them. I hang up straight away.
I'm not involved
with them.
Good, ma'am. Don't try to respond that type of call, because nowadays, ma'am, like there are so many nuisance calls are going on. Amazon?
Yeah.
Let me tell you, Amazon never call their customer. All right. They never call our customer. If you are using Amazon online shopping or Amazon Prime,
any online shopping.
All right.
Keep away from all of that. Yeah.
Yeah. Then definitely they are not going to ring you, madam. These are the nuisance call who call our customer and they divert our customer's mind. So make sure in future if you are going to receive this kind of call, don't try to respond it. And if anybody calls you up regarding your internet line or your computer things, ma'am, you need to ask them.
I'm very wary of that, even to tell you the truth, because you think, well, are they from or aren't they, sort of thing, you know.
Yes. So mind you, ma'am, if anybody calls you up in future regarding your computer or internet problem, you need to ask them your customer ID number first. If they will provide you this customer ID number, it means they are the legit company. You can talk to them. Otherwise, don't talk to them. All right? And I would like to request you, ma'am, please keep this customer ID with you. Do not share this ID to anyone or over the telephone. Because this is a very unique code of your internet, ma'am. This is a very unique code. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. By the way, ma'am, right now, is your computer is on or it's off right now?
The laptop's not on, no.
Okay, we have already...
The phone on and the internet plugged in, but I haven't used it.
Dongle.
Plugged in.
Okay, right now we have upgraded a security file.
It is an extra dongle, too. I am through Telstra, so
Yeah, that is the reason I call you directly from Telstra Technical Department. You can do one thing, we have upgraded a security inside it. I need to check the speed, what are the speed you are getting. You need to try to turn on your laptop first.
I just gotta get it and turn it on.
Yes. Do you know how to check the speed of your internet?
Right.
Okay.
Go in and turn it on.
Okay.
right, I'm right.
Do you know how to check the speed, ma'am? Okay, no problem. You can do one thing. Right now, what do you see on your screen?
I just see that the... it's a finder, the finder things up the top, and what program I've got, and a couple of things I've saved on the screen, that's all.
Oh, you need to open your Google or Safari browser, whatever you have.
Open Safari, yep.
Safari, please.
Okay, got that, yep.
And in the Safari, you need to type over there www.google.com.
www.google.
Yeah, google.com.
.com, yep.
Yeah. And then you can search for it so that you will get your Google home screen.
Yep.
Well, all right. In the Google, you can type Telstra speed test.
Telstra.
Speed test.
Yeah.
And then you can search for it, ma'am. And once you will search for it, you will get an option where there is speed test Telstra.
So what do I do?
Can you see where the options come up?
Well, it's got speed test.
Yeah. Can you see there is an
option?
Get
on that one.
Speed test Telstra.
Speed test. Yeah, measure your connection.
Yes.
Speed on your Telstra NBN.
Yes, right. Click on it. And
get on that one. Yeah.
Yes. And if we go to our official page, in that page you will get an option over there, go. Can you see that?
Yeah.
Click on go. Once you will click on go, you will get three options. Ping, download, and upload. You need to tell me one by one what are the ping speed you are getting, what are the download, and what are the upload speed you are getting.
Right, the ping is 37, the download is 1.3, and it's just doing the upload.
Download is just 1.3?
1.3. Still working on this upload one. 2.4 on the upload.
Mbps, ma'am?
The Mbps is 1.2, that's the download, the upload is 2.0.
It is working very, very slow. If you don't mind, can I ask you, ma'am, basically what do you do over the internet?
With the internet, I'm mainly looking at our local paper, and the paper where I come from and where my husband comes from. Looking at Facebook of just my family, so there's only about 7 that I look at there, and the Facebook, a few little groups like memory places like, say, Junee, Donington Point, places like that, and that's about all. I don't put anything on, if somebody's put anything on Facebook, I might put a like or a love, but that's all. I don't write anything on Facebook.
Okay. And you do emails, ma'am, or the internet emails?
I do emails, yes.
You do emails.
But not very often.
And apart from
that... I'm only on the phone with text messages.
Okay. And apart from that, you do Facebook as well, right? But you don't do online shopping, right?
No.
And apart from
I will go into my bank accounts and look at what the balances are, but I do not do internet banking either.
You only check your bank statement, bank balance?
Yeah,
not
I only check
that.
The statements. I don't do anything else there.
Okay, so it is my humble request to you, ma'am, until and unless the problem gets fixed up, please don't try to do any online activities like email, shopping, banking and all, because this is a very confidential thing. Right now, whatever the things you are doing or whatever the information you are putting over the internet in your computer all of your
yep.
personal data and personal information are leaking on the internet. So it is my humble request to you, ma'am, until and unless we change your services and we replace or we replace the security which you have, don't try to do any kind of your official work or any confidential thing over the internet, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You can do one thing, ma'am. You can close this, and I can see in my system, ma'am, the download and the upload speed which you are supposed to get, that is 50 Mbps, 50 megabyte per second. But right now you are getting 1.3 download speed and 2.3 upload speed. It means, sir, ma'am, like you're not getting that much of a speed which you are supposed to get. Why it is not working properly, I need to check the status first. You can do one thing, ma'am, close everything down and come back to your home screen where you can see all of your apps. Come to your home screen.
Right.
And after that, you can do one thing, have a look on your right-hand side top of your screen. Can you see date and time? Right-hand side top.
Time, yes.
Beside the date and time, you will see there is a magnifying glass. Can you see that? There is a magnifying glass.
A circle that's all colors. That's what you're talking about?
No, I'm not talking about that. Have a look on the right-hand side, extremely top of your screen, where you can see date and time. Beside the date and time, you will see there is a little magnifying glass.
Not on my screen.
You cannot see that. There is a magnifying glass.
It might be that one. That one's spotlight.
Yes, right. Spotlight.
That's the
search.
One?
Yes,
yep,
right.
Okay. Yep, I know it, yes.
In the spotlight search, you can type over there, terminal, T-E-R-M-I-N-A-L.
Right.
And you need to press enter, you will get a last login details. Press enter.
Yeah.
Now what come up on your screen?
Yeah, last login details, yeah.
Right. In that box, ma'am, you need to type net, N-E-T, net.
Just in small letters.
Doesn't matter, ma'am. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah.
And then S for sugar.
Just straight after it, no gap?
Yes.
And?
What do you have? S for
I've
sugar.
I've got the net, the N-E-T.
Yeah, after N-E-T, then S for sugar.
Is it N-E-T or M-E-T?
N, ma'am, like an internet.
N for Mary.
No, N for November.
N for now, right,
yes.
Okay, N-E-T.
Yeah, then S for sugar.
Yeah.
T for tango.
T, yeah.
A for alpha.
Yeah.
And T for tango.
T, yeah.
Yeah, it should be next stat, right? What do you have typed, ma'am?
I've got N-E-T. ST, just a moment. I'm just having a bit of trouble with these glasses I have on.
Okay.
This is only a speck here, they're not the normal. Now, NETSTAT is what I've typed.
Yeah, NETSTAT. Do you have any idea about NETSTAT? What is NETSTAT?
No.
I can tell you. NETSTAT is the short form of networking status, and it will show you the status and the performance of your internet. After that, ma'am, you can press return key from your keyboard. Press enter.
Yes, done that. Yes.
And after pressing enter, you will get active internet connection.
Active internet connection, yeah.
Right. Below that, you will see there is some columns like proto, like local IP address, foreign IP address, and state, right?
Yeah.
Let me tell you about internet active connection. That means these people are successfully active now. They're accessing your internet from the different location. And below that, ma'am, where you can see local IP address, just below that, can you see there is a number?
Right, let's see where we are. Active.
Just below the active internet connection, you will see
yeah,
local.
Yeah, there's Proto RECV, Q, Send RECQ, View, Vendor, Class, and Sub-CL.
Yes. And
is it after all of those, or what?
Yeah, where you can see Proto, just beside the Proto, can you see there is local IP address, local address?
Not beside the Proto, no, there's just the RECV-Q, then Send-Q, then Vendor, Class, and then Sub-CL.
Sub-CL. And these are the columns, ma'am, or these are written under
that's
Proto?
That's above all these columns, yeah.
All those columns, where you can
and
see...
And under
stand-
them, they've got KEVT, then Nort, Nort, Vendor 1, Class 1, Sub-CL 2.
Yes, right,
there's
right.
Different numbers for that, yeah.
Yes. You can try to maximize this page, ma'am. Maximize it. From the left-hand side top, you will see there is a maximize sign. You can click on it so that this page is going to bigger.
I've got a minus, then I've got a
square.
Then I've got a green circle with a something in it with a dash through it.
Yes, click on it.
On the green one?
Yes, middle
yep.
one.
Rightio, yep.
It is maximized, right?
And it's maximized, it, yeah, yep.
Now check the column, ma'am. How many columns?
Still only the what I told you before.
Okay, and what are the last column? Can you see the last column is a status or a state?
The last column I've got, well, is yeah, that's sub-CL, and then down further, uh-huh. It's got, yeah, that proto again with the receive send unit and ID name.
ID name, right. Below the ID name, can you see there is a number?
Well, there's yeah, different. There's columns with a stack of things there.
Yeah, that is a different number. Let me tell you, ma'am. This number is your internet IP address, and it is my humble request to you, ma'am. Please do not share your IP address to anyone or over the telephone. Because if any person gets your IP address, they can easily get the access of your internet. So make sure don't try to share this IP address to anyone, right? And
the
apart from
IDS.
This number, IP
what
address.
Do you actually mean by the IDS? The IB?
IP okay. address. IP address means, ma'am, internet protocol. Like in our country, every person for the identification, we have our own driver's license for the. For the identification, right? So in like a same for the internet user, every internet user, they have their different IP address, every internet user. So this IP address is your IP address, but apart from you, some of the hackers, they are also active in this IP address, ma'am. They are successfully active inside it, ma'am, and they are trying to misuse your internet line from the different location. So we need to block all of them so that in future you're not going to face any kind of problem, all right?
Would all of this have come from with that Medibank and AHM business?
Actually, ma'am, these are the foreign IP address. Whenever the hacker is trying to use their different devices and whatever the website they're using from the different things, like they will change automatically because as you know very well that these hackers are very smart. They're using a very highly
yeah.
advanced technology to just to divert our customer mind. But they don't think that we are the Telstra company. We monitoring our customer all the time, customer internet.
Right.
All right. No problem.
No, I was with AHM and that's what made me wonder whether this could have been hooked into that.
Okay, all right. You can do one thing, ma'am. You can close this page and come back to your home screen. Close it.
Right.
And after that, ma'am, you can open your Safari browser, please. Safari.
Yeah.
And type at the very top, you will see there is an address bar. You can type in there www.
Yeah.
A for Alpha.
Hi. Yep.
N for November.
Yep.
Y for Yankee.
Yep.
D for Delta.
Yep.
E for England.
Yep.
S for Sugar. And after
WWIDES.
Yeah, after S there should be K. K for Kilo.
Yeah.
Then .com. And after that, ma'am, press enter. You will get our support page on your screen. Press enter.
Support. Yeah.
Now what comes up on your screen, ma'am?
It comes up that there's any desk access now and download.
Yeah, below that can see there is a red color box that says download now. You can click
download,
on download.
Yeah. What is new underneath that? Yeah.
Click on download now. Yeah, click on download now. And once
all platforms, all devices, do you want to allow downloads on anydesk.com?
Yeah, click on OK or continue with the option. Allow, right. Click on it.
Yeah, I've done that.
And after clicking on it, it will go to your download file. From the download file, you need to open
that down.
Yeah, open it, ma'am.
Open the download.
Yes, ma'am. Open the anydesk.dmg. And once you open it, ma'am, what comes up after that? Have a look on the right-hand side, extremely top. You will see your download file, ma'am. Right-hand side, top. Yes. And once you click on download, you will see there is a
option. Yeah, got that one. Yeah, I've got it there. Yep.
Open it, ma'am.
So I've opened it, and what's the name comes up. Yeah,
what comes up?
So open that now.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
And once you open it, ma'am.
Got any desk and applications.
And what are the options? And you need to click on any desk, ma'am. Any desk.
Yep. Right. Done that.
And what comes up after that?
Just waiting for it to do something.
If you don't mind, can I ask you, ma'am, how old is your computer? Is this one?
This one? Oh, what would it be? 12, 18 months?
Just 12 or 18. Okay.
Yep. It's an Apple.
All right. Now what do you see now?
Yeah, nothing's happened.
Did you click on any desk or open it?
Yeah, any desk when it's open, And it's not working.
Not working. Now what do you see on your screen?
Well, I've got that any desk and then an arrow with applications.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've still got where the downloads come up.
Oh, you need to try to click on applications, ma'am, and open the application.
This is on the AnyDesk little screen that come up. Yeah, it's not working either.
It's not working either. Okay, all right. No problem. You can do one thing. You can close it, ma'am. Close it.
Close that. Right.
Yeah. Now, what do you see now?
Now I've got when the downloads come into it.
Downloads coming into it.
Download with the AnyDesk and what's the name that I clicked on to open it?
You mean you can see our AnyDesk support page?
No.
So.
If I open it, what I can see if I open it is the same little screen that I've just closed.
Oh, okay, alright, okay. You can do one thing, you can reopen your Safari browser, ma'am. Reopen your Safari.
Reopen it, Safari, yep.
And type in the address bar www.anydesk.com.
www.anydesk.com. anydesk.com, was it?
Yes.
Yep.
Then click. Press, yeah, press return.
Return, yep. Access now, access any device at any time from anywhere, always secure, fast, and alone.
Have a look on the right hand side top, ma'am. On the right hand side top.
Right hand side up the top, yeah, it's got the, yeah, the My Anydesk and downloads.
Yeah, click on download.
Or up higher.
Click on download.
Download, yeah.
When you click on download, it will go, like you will get an option, some option over there, like Windows, Mac OS, Android, iOS, right?
No, all I've got set, let's stop down further. Your remote desktop software. Discover any desk for Mac, is that what you're virtually saying?
Yeah, you need to, your yeah, below that.
Your remote desktop software for Mac.
Right, right. Below that, can you see in red color box says download now?
Under the your remote desktop software for Mac, yeah, download now. Yep.
Click on it.
Yeah, which I've done.
Yeah, and when you click on it, it is going to download again.
I did a download, yep.
Yeah, you need to open this file, which
open
is downloaded.
Open that download.
Yes. And once you open it, ma'am, what do you see after that?
Should I get that same little one, or has it gone into a different sound mode?
No, you need to open that index from your download file, ma'am. Got it? Open your download file first.
I'm just trying to see where it's ended up.
Have a look on the right hand side top, ma'am. You will see there is a download file. You can click on it so that it will give you your download folder.
On the right hand side of that Anydesk.
Yes. No, not on the Anydesk, ma'am. Your Safari browser, you will get a little little arrow which is pointing downward. Cannot see that.
I got one that had underneath it. It had Anydesk and then it had BMG.
Yeah, click on it. Right.
Click on that one. Right.
Yes, right.
Yeah, which I've done now. Now
what do you
see? I've got
that
little screen up with Anydesk or the applications, yeah.
Try to click on the Anydesk.
Right.
It is not opening from there?
No.
I got it. Then you can do one thing, you can close it, ma'am. I got it.
Close it. You're right. Yeah. Okay.
And after closing
close
it, ma'am.
Close the download.
Yes. Close it.
Yep.
And after closing it, ma'am, you can come back to your home screen. Come to your home screen. And
Google?
Once again. No. Close your Google as well.
Close it off completely. Safari off. Yeah.
Yes, right. Close it.
Yep.
And after that, have a look on the right-hand side top where you can see date and time. Beside the date and time, you will see there is a magnifying glass that is a spotlight search. Click on it.
Spotlight search.
click on the magnifying glass so that it will open your Spotlight search.
Yep.
And in the Spotlight search, you can type any desk.
Any desk again.
Yes, in the Spotlight search. When you type index, you will get a red color symbol, that is any desk.
That class remote desktop application, is that it?
You need to open that any desk. Can you see red icons?
Under, I've got any desk with the .com and dash Safari, and then under that it's got an icon thing with the fast remote desktop application, any desk.
You need to, can you see there is an option over there, any desk applications?
Underneath that it's got the fast remote desktop application.
You need to open the first one.
Different things with any desk, then any desk application, any desk download,
Click on any desk application, ma'am. Any desk application.
Application, right, yep.
And when you click on it, what do you see after that?
It comes up to, different things with any desk. Then the fast remote desktop application, any desk, remote desktop software for Indigo desktop, then, over the side it's got about any desk software.
I think, ma'am, it is not downloaded completely, ma'am. You can do one thing. You can close this, ma'am. It is not downloaded completely. Close it. Let me check one more time. And open your Safari browser.
Again?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, open it.
Yeah.
And once you open it, ma'am, after that, you can do one thing. Have a look on the right-hand side, extremely top. You will see there is a little arrow which is pointing downward. Right-hand side top. Yeah, where you can see your downloads, download thing. Right-hand side top, can you see there is a little arrow which is...
Up the top of the internet, got that clock,
Below that, ma'am, below that. In
the Safari. Yeah, I see, download, show download, done that,
Click on show download.
Any desk, DMG,
Click on the first one, anydesk.dmg, click on it.
Yep.
And when you click on it, what come up after that, ma'am? When you click on anydesk.dmg, what comes up?
Nothing's changed.
Try to open the anydesk.dmg. Try to open it.
I've got that little screen again with anydesk applications.
Yes, right. You can do one thing. You can click on any desk and try to keep pressing it and move it to the applications, ma'am. Click on any desk, keep clicking on it and try to move it to the applications. It is moved.
I've clicked on it and there is an app downloaded from the internet. Did that come up or not?
Press the any desk and... move it to the applications, ma'am. All right, keep pressing it. All right, try to keep pressing it and move it to the right hand side where you can see application. Move it to the application folder. It is moved.
It's gone from any desk to applications.
It's gone, right? Then you can close it, ma'am. Close it from the left hand side top. You will see there is a red cross.
Close
it.
That one. Yeah,
and close your Safari as well.
Right.
And after that, you can click on the magnifying glass from where you can got your Spotlight search.
Yeah, it comes up with the any desk,
Yeah, you can try to type in the Spotlight search any desk. And when you type
up any desk, after the desk.
Yeah, any desk. And below the any desk, you will see there is a red color any desk dash applications.
It disappeared again.
No problem. Do it one more time.
The any desk dash any desk application. Yeah, that we hit previously. Yeah.
No, no, not this
on
one.
That one again?
No, not this one. You can delete any desk, ma'am. Delete. Delete any desk and type again. Any desk. In this Spotlight search, you can type again any desk.
Yeah, I've done that. Yeah.
When you type any desk,
come up. Yeah.
No, no. When you type any desk, just below that can see there is a little red color icon says any desk dot app, sorry dash applications below that.
Any desk application. Yeah.
Click on any desk
the
application.
There's a fast remote desktop application.
No, no.
And down underneath that, it's got the any desk app.
Like where you have typed any desk, just below that you will see top hits, right? Top hits. Where you have typed any desk, just below that you will see top hits, right?
No.
What do you see? Where you have, like in the Spotlight search, did you type any desk?
It's got any desk, yeah.
Right.
And when I typed in anydesk.com, come beside it with dash Safari.
No, no, you need to type only any desk. That's it.
Yeah.
Type any desk.
Right, that's what's there, yeah.
That's what's there, right. And now underneath that, what are the options come up underneath that? Just below that, what are the option come up?
I've hit on it. It's gone into that access now, any desk access now.
No, 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 not this
one. No, I'm gone. Sorry.
No problem. Close it.
I'm getting flustered.
I can understand. Not this one. Close it.
Yeah, I've closed it. I've gone back just to the Google screen, so I'll go back into some.
Yeah, close the Google screen.
I've got Safari up again, so I'll type in the any desk.
No, no, no. Close
it. No, hit on the what's the name. Yeah, and any desk, any desk that's come up. And then underneath there's anydesk.com, there's the fast remote desktop application, any desk. And then under that, any desk app, any desk download, any desk for Mac, any desk scans.
No, close it, ma'am. Close it. I think you're typing somewhere, else. Close this one.
Yeah.
And come back to your normal home screen. Come to your home screen.
Yeah.
And in the home screen, ma'am, can you see there is a white folder that is called any desk?
Yep, over the side, yep.
Try to open
click
it,
on that.
Ma'am. Yeah, click on it and open it.
Yep, and I've got that any desk application and that. Is that the one?
Yeah, try to open it.
Right. Just hit the any desk?
Yes.
Not the applications?
You need to try to press the AnyDesk and move it to the applications. Press it and hold it down. Move
yeah,
to the
I've app. Done that. AnyDesk and across to applications, yeah.
It is moved, right? Then you can close it, ma'am. Close it.
Close it, right.
Now, what do you see on your screen? You can see your home screen?
I can see my home screen, yeah.
Right. You can do
I click on the any desk that's on the home screen, or what do I do?
No, you can do one thing. Have a look on the right-hand side, extremely top of your screen. You will see date and time, right?
Yep, done that, yep.
Just beside the date and time, you will see there is a little magnifying glass, right?
Yeah, well, mine isn't actually beside it. It's to the left-hand side of it, but anyway, yeah. Magnifying,
yeah.
And it comes up with that any desk again.
When you click on the magnifying glass, what do you see after that, ma'am?
It straight away comes on to the AnyDesk thing.
Delete it, ma'am.
The AnyDesk.com and the fast desktop application
no,
and all those
no, other no. things. No, no, no. Delete AnyDesk from there. Delete it.
Yeah, back to the Spotlight search.
Yeah, in the Spotlight search, you can type A for Alpha.
Yep.
N for November.
Yep.
Y for Yankee.
Yeah.
D for Delta.
Yeah.
E for England.
Yeah.
When you have typed this, what come up on your screen? What does the option come up below that? Below that, can you see there is an option come up, any desk applications in red color?
Yeah, that one. Yeah. I'm sorry. Sorry, but I'm
going
to have to start
that
bit again. What did I have to put in?
A for Alpha.
Yeah, sorry.
N for November.
Yeah.
Y for Yankee.
Yeah, D,
was it? Yeah, Y for Yankee. And below that, can you see there is a pop-up come up below that?
Yeah.
What is the first one, can you see? Below that, what are the first option, can you see?
The first one is at anydesk.com.
And below that?
Is a red watch symbol with the fast remote desktop application, anydesk. Okay. And then
you can type. You can type complete, ma'am, anydesk, D-E-S-K.
Back in that first top box.
Yeah, type where you have type A-N-Y-D-E, then type S-K.
Yeah.
Now, what
the dot com after that, or just the thing?
No. Just end up any desk. When you have typed any desk, below that, what are the options come up, ma'am?
Then it's got the anydesk.com.
No, you need to type only any desk. And when you have typed any desk, below that, what are the options come up? Below that?
Yeah,
well,
that's, when I've only got any desk, that's what's come up.
Okay.
Anydesk.com and the fast remote thing.
And below that, what are the options come up, ma'am?
The Google suggestions, anydesk download, anydesk app, anydesk free,
anydesk
login,
anydesk scammer. Anydesk, you need to try to click on the first one.
Just the anydesk.
Yeah, red one, where you have the red one, you need to try to click on that.
Well, my red one has sort of got the fast remote.
That's it?
The other one's just in the Google suggestions, just any desk.
Okay, all right. Hold on, let me just check. You can do one thing, ma'am. You can close this.
Right. Yeah.
And
close Safari.
Yeah. You need to reopen your Safari browser.
Yeah.
Reopen. And after reopen it, have a look on the right hand side top. You will see there is a little arrow. Download. Show download. Can you see that?
Yeah. The arrow. Yeah. Download. Yeah.
Yeah. Click on it. When you click on it, it will give you anydesk.dmg, right?
Yep.
Click on it, anydesk.dmg. Click on it, and after clicking on it, what do you see after that, ma'am?
Nothing's changed.
Okay.
If I go over to the side, it's like a magnifying glass and it comes up showing time.
Hmm. try to double click on anydex.dmg, ma'am. Try to double click on
anydex. Yeah, right, yeah, we've got that application on it again, the anydex
and application, right. You can click on the anydex and keep pressing it, all right? Keep it and press it and hold it down and move it to the applications. Press it.
The red one across to the applications.
Yeah. Keep pressing it and move it to the application, right?
Yeah.
It is moved. Now you need to double click on applications, ma'am. Double click on applications.
Yeah.
And after that, your application is open, right?
Oh, come up. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. On the left hand side, ma'am, you need to try to find out anydex. On the left hand side. Where you can see all of your apps name over there.
See them all. I'm just. Should nearly be first when it's anydex, isn't it?
Tell me, ma'am, one by one, what is the application? Can you see?
In the applications, I've got. Well, down that side, it's the IHM, the App Store, Automotive, Books, Calculator, Calendar, Chess, Clock. Contract, Dictionary, Epson, Software, FaceTime,
599. I think it is not moved, ma'am.
Has it moved across?
Yeah, that is the reason it is not
showing
you. Try again, please. Do you know how to move it, ma'am?
Up to applications, yeah.
Do you know how to move? Yeah. What do you see on your screen? On your screen, what do you see now?
I've stopped there. It's brought up all the applications, but it's not holding it there.
Okay, what do you see on your screen? Tell me so that I can tell you what you have to do.
Yeah, it keeps on bouncing back. The applications will come up, but then it bounces back.
Close the application, ma'am. Close up the application.
Right, the application, right, I've got it there now, and I've got anydex, right?
Oh, you got it, right. You got the anydex in the application. Yeah, you can try to open it, ma'am.
And I'll come up with the red square with the arrows.
Yes, right. Try to open it. Now, once you open it, what do you see after that?
Anydex is an app downloaded from the internet. Are you sure you want to open it?
Yes, that's right. Open it, ma'am.
Open it?
Yes.
Right, I've opened it. Yeah.
Now, what do you see now?
I see up there in the right-hand corner, anydex notifications. Notifications may include alert sounds and icon badges. And then grant anydex the required permission for complete remote access functionality.
Yeah, what are the options? Have you got?
And then it gives you open screen recording preferences.
Open. Click on open.
Accessibility. And, yeah. So
click on open.
Open screen. It's got decided denied.
Try to open it, ma'am. And when you open it, what do you see after that?
Screen recording.
And what are the options?
Privacy
have you got?
And security.
Yeah, and apart from that, what are the options have you got?
Strike. I'm getting very confused with all of this.
Now, what do you see now?
Screen recording.
Yeah, and what are the options have you got, ma'am? Like, okay, open, continue.
No, there's no options. Do I hit on anydex there, or what do I do on that screen recording?
Hit on anydex.
Yeah, nothing's happening.
Try to click on the screen recording. No, what do you see now?
Nothing's happening underneath it.
Nothing is happening?
No.
Okay, you can do one thing, ma'am. You can close it. You know what, ma'am? Most of the security and services are not working. That is the reason our Anydex application is not working in your system. No problem. I will try one more time. You can do one thing. Close it. Now, what do you see on your screen?
Close it. And then would you like to install Anydex service?
Yes. Yes. What are the options have you got?
Any desk service is required to use advanced features such as VPN or being able to connect to this desk while our user account has been switched or logged off.
Below that, what are the options have you got?
Well, that's all I've got.
Can you see there is an option with the install?
There's install underneath all of that.
Click on install.
Right.
No one's
because I was under the impression, being an Apple, that they were sort of checking this.
Yeah. Now, what do you see now after clicking on install?
Yeah, Anydex is trying to install a new helper tool.
Okay.
Enter your password to allow this.
You need to put your password, ma'am.
Oh, strike.
Yes.
My password.
Your computer password or when you
turn on the computer. What I open the computer with.
Yes, yes, right.
Right, yeah.
Open it.
Install helper.
Yes, please.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
Can I ask one question? You are definitely asking Telstra, aren't you?
Yes, ma'am. You can see once you are connected to Telstra. Yeah, once you are going to connect to Telstra, you can see on your screen. Don't worry about it. You can see on your screen that you are connected to Telstra. Yes, ma'am.
A little bit, thinking, gee, am I doing the right thing here? Yeah.
All right. Now, what do you see on your screen?
Grant any desk required permissions for complete remote access functionality.
Close this page, ma'am. Close this page.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
then
once you close this,
my address.
Your address. Help me out with the number. There's a 9-digit number.
369. Yep.
Yeah, help me out with that.
What would I do with that?
You need to help me out with that. This is our Telstra server ID. Tell me the number which you can see.
581-654-370.
I think, ma'am, it should be 581-654-370.
Well, it's got 581-654-370.
Okay, right. Hold on, ma'am, let me check that it's going to work or not. And have you got any option over there, ma'am, like set password for unattended access like this, apart from this address? Have you got
that's all. That's all. You know, it's just got an eye beside it with a lock.
Eye beside with a lock. Click on,
click
on the lock.
Yeah, like eye for information in a circle with a lock.
Yeah, then click on the lock symbol. Click on the lock symbol.
Lock the key, yeah. Yeah, Anydex is trying to unlock the global settings.
Oh, okay.
Enter your password to allow this.
Like what password? Enter your password like
this. Yeah, I've got enter password, so I'll put that same password in.
Yeah, try to put that same password.
Okay.
Now what do you see now?
Confirm password.
Oh, I got it. No, you don't need to put this password. You need to type the password. I'm going to give it to you. That is our Telstra server password. You can type Telstra 123 in a small letter.
Telstra
123 in a small letter. Okay. No spaces.
Right.
And
confirm password.
Yeah, type this password again, Telstra 123.
Right, heavens above.
Okay. Do it very carefully, all right? Now, once you put your password, then it will, below that, it will give you an option.
Apply. It tells me passwords don't match. Heavens above.
Do it again, ma'am. Do it again.
Yeah, I will.
Start from the beginning.
Right, so do I change password now or what?
Yes, yes, ma'am, yes.
Yep.
Right. Yep. Now, you can be handy with a piece of paper and a pen, and you can write down your server ID and your password so that you can remember it.
So,
first of all, write down the server ID. I'm going to give it to you. 581.
581.
654.
654.
370.
370. Yeah.
Now, below that, write down the server password. Server
Telstra.
Password should be Telstra 123.
Yep, done that.
Done. All right. Now, what do you see on your screen, ma'am? Check it.
There comes up a security warning.
Yes, right, because we have updated this. Now, what are the options have you got?
And then it comes up with an error.
Like, what are the options have you got?
In order to access your desk remotely, you need to grant any desk accessibility and screen recording permissions. Cancel or configure.
Yeah, click on configure.
Yeah.
Click on configure. And when you click on configure, what do you see after that?
It comes up with the screen recording.
Mm-hmm.
Any desk.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing underneath that, and it's in privacy and security.
Privacy and security?
That's what's shielded up there on the left-hand side, yeah.
Oh, on the left-hand side. Okay, all right, just hold on, let me just check. Try to, where you can see any desk. Beside the any desk, can you see there is a little checkout box, tick box?
No, not a pink box, no. I've got a red box that with that arrow. Oh, wow.
Yeah, click on any desk, ma'am. Click on any desk.
Yeah.
Now, what do you see now?
Yeah, over the right-hand side, there's a white circle that you can push across, I presume.
Yes.
It's on the left-hand side of this darker circle, and yeah.
Okay. Now, try to click on any desk.
Yeah.
Now, what do you see now?
Nothing's come up.
So, what do you see now on your screen? Tell me completely.
On the screen completely, it's still got that screen recording.
Uh-huh.
Where the any desk has come up.
In the AnyDesk, ma'am, what do you see in the AnyDesk?
All I see is it's a pinkish color, and across on the right-hand side is a white circle.
White circle, what does it say?
It doesn't say anything. But whether you can slide it across to the, because it's on the left-hand side of a darker pink circle, whether I can slide it across to the right-hand side, which I've done now,
mm-hmm.
And it's come up with privacy and security.
Privacy and security, right? And on
the
left-hand side...
Yeah, password again. So what password goes in there now?
Now put your password, ma'am. Your computer
the same
password.
One.
Yeah, computer password. Right.
Yeah. Unlock.
Yes. Click on it.
Yeah, done that.
Now what do you see now?
Any desk may not be able to record the contents of your screen until it is quit.
Mm-hmm.
So then it's got quit and reopen.
Try to click on quit and reopen.
Right.
Now what do you see now?
Done. Yeah, permission profile.
Yeah, permission profile, right?
Yep.
Okay, all right. Now below that, can you see there is an option over there, configure?
Configure. default screen sharing, full access, unattended access, then profile enabled, enabled unattended access.
Yeah, click on enable and
enable unattended access.
Yeah, click on it.
And beside it, it's got change password.
No, don't change the password. Hold on, let me just check. Hold on.
Sorry.
Okay. And don't touch anything, ma'am. Or like, I'm going to ask you some question. You need to answer me, okay? But don't click anywhere. Don't touch your computer. You can do one thing. Have a look on the left-hand side, extremely top of your screen. Can you see left-hand side, extremely top? You will see any desk?
Yep.
Below that, what do you see?
There's nothing below it.
Only any desk, right?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Because I said to have all these pages still open sort of thing, so yeah.
And on the left hand side of your screen, what do you see, ma'am?
Let's click back to Finder.
Okay, all right. And at the very middle?
On the screen, I've still got that screen recording as the page opened.
And did you click on enable unattended access?
I did, yeah.
When you click on it, what does it say?
I can't get that again now. Oh dear. I've just got to keep an eye on the clock because I've got a doctor's appointment coming up.
Okay. By the way, ma'am, apart from this computer, you do have another computer?
Another computer?
Yeah, apart from this one.
I have a HD, but it's not connected to the internet.
Like, if you want to connect your internet in your HP computer, it is connect. It will be connect. Like, have you ever connect your dongle into your HP computer?
No. I actually only use it for photos at this stage. I think.
Okay, if you want to use your...
I'm seeing photos mainly from the Apple to the HP.
Okay, and if you want to connect your internet in your HP computer, are you able to connect it?
I presume so.
Okay, just hold on, let me just check on
this
one.
I've used it, I have it packed away, so...
And how old is that computer, that HP computer?
Probably... 10 years old.
Probably 10 years old. Okay, all right. Just hold on. Let me check from this one first. Now, what do you see on your screen, ma'am?
Nothing's changed. Oh, security warning.
Yeah, what are the options have you got?
Another person would like to access you if you accept this person can.
Yeah, click on anything. Yeah, can you see there is an option over there? I trust this call. I am aware of the risk.
Yes,
click on it. First of all, click on
I am aware of this risk. I click on that.
Then click on accept.
Yeah.
Now, what do you see after that?
Yeah, another screen comes up. Possible scam detected. Accept or dismiss.
Click on accept.
Yeah.
Now, what do you see now?
Comes up error, in order to access your desk remotely, you need to grant any desk accessibility and screen recording permission, and then cancel or configure.
Click on configure.
Yeah.
Now what do you see now?
Well, it looks like back to that any desk that sort of didn't go off, so.
Yeah, when you click on configure, what do you see after that, ma'am?
Yeah, well, the only thing that lightened up a little bit was the screen recording that we still had opened.
And at the very top, can you see security and privacy?
No, there's nothing about that.
Okay, no problem. You can leave it, ma'am, and you can try to turn on your HP computer.
Look, I have that packed away and I really haven't got time to do it. I'm sorry.
Because this is a very high time for your internet, ma'am. You can see by your own eyes whenever we are trying to connect your internet to our Telstra server, that hacker is not allowing us. That is showing you error. All right. So you can try to open your HP computer, ma'am, so that I can check from this computer, ma'am.
Oh, gee. I'll have to get it out.
Okay. Okay, go and get it, please.
Yeah, because as I say, I have a doctor's appointment in half an hour's time, so. Can't take this. You and me. Yeah, I've got it open.
Try to connect your internet, ma'am, in your HP computer and check your internet is connected in this computer.
Okay, where do I do that? Look, I don't use this computer,
and it's
the photos. I wouldn't have a clue where to do it.
How you normally connect your dongle into it, ma'am? Try to.
No, I don't use it. I don't have to have internet on it when I'm doing the photos, so I don't use this particular one. It's only, you know, not only once every 3 months I open it sort of thing. I keep it charged, but I don't use it for anything other than just transferring photos from my Apple on a USB to the HP on a USB.
Oh, okay, right. You can try one time, ma'am. Try to connect your internet in this computer. Try to connect your dongle into your HP computer.
Yeah, well, what I'm actually doing, I am actually starting computer classes in March, and I'm hoping to get them to show me how to do more things on the HP. So no doubt they'll be hooking the internet into it for me.
Okay, all right. Where is the dongle?
It's not real easy when you're elderly and trying to work these things out.
Yes, I can understand. Where is your dongle right now? Your dongle?
It is plugged into the wall.
Okay. You can do one thing. Right now, in your HP computer, what do you see in your HP computer?
On the HP, well, it's got that number. Let's come back to that.
In your HP computer, you can see your computer is on?
Yeah.
All right, you can do one thing. Have a look on the left-hand side, bottom corner of your screen. Can you see there is a little window for little square?
On the left-hand side of the screen.
Left-hand side, bottom corner.
Bottom, all I've got on mine, when it's only opened on Apple, it's not open on any desk. Do you want any desk opened or?
No, not in your Apple computer, ma'am. I'm talking about your HP computer.
Home page, along the bottom of mine, what's along the bottom is all my apps, the Finder and
I'm not talking about your Mac computer, ma'am. I'm talking about your HP computer.
Oh, the HP. The bottom.
Left-hand side.
Yeah, I've got a four squares.
Yeah, beside the four square, can you see type here to search?
Type here to search, yes.
Yeah, you can click on it and type in there Wi-Fi, W-I-F-I, Wi-Fi.
W-I-F-I, yep.
Yeah, and when you have typed Wi-Fi, at the very top, can you see Wi-Fi settings? Wi-Fi settings at the very top.
Previous or Wi-Fi isn't available right now.
When you have typed Wi-Fi, what are the options come up on your screen? At the very top, ma'am, can you see Wi-Fi and say?
Okay. Yeah,
just
got the File Explorer settings, broadband.
Oh, sorry, what do you see on your screen? What do you see on your screen?
Oh,
what do you see now?
When I type in Wi-Fi and click beside Wi-Fi, when I've typed Wi-Fi in, I click there or not?
No, when you have typed Wi-Fi.
I've typed Wi-Fi in and then it's got, this comes up with the across the top, all apps, documents, settings, photos, web, and more. And then underneath that, it's got best match with the settings and search the web and that.
You can do one thing at the very bottom left-hand side where you can see type here to search. You can type in there Wi-Fi. First of all, click on it, then type Wi-Fi.
Right down the bottom where you got those four little squares and the thing and the name,
yeah.
And you've got Wi-Fi in there. And clicked on that, and then it comes up with settings.
Yeah, click on settings, ma'am. Click on settings. Yeah, when you click on settings, what come up?
Yeah. Find a setting.
Yeah, below that can you see network and internet, then status, then Wi-Fi.
Stop.
Where you have seen find a setting, below that what do you see?
Find a setting, it's got devices.
Yeah, below that.
And then it's got Bluetooth and other devices, printers and scanners, mouse, touchpad, typing, pen and windows, autoplay, USB.
Okay, where you have seen find the settings, yeah, you need to type in the find the settings box, Wi-Fi. When you have typed Wi-Fi, what come up?
And underneath that it's got turn wireless devices on or off, printers and scanners, turn airplay mode on or off, turn airplay mode on or off, and then find and fix network problems.
Can you see Wi-Fi settings?
No.
Cannot see Wi-Fi settings?
No.
Where you have typed Wi-Fi, you need to try to click on Wi-Fi. Is this a laptop which you are using or is it a desktop?
Yeah, laptop. Yeah, laptop.
Laptop. Okay, you can do one thing. You can close it, ma'am. Close it.
Close it. Right.
Yes.
Yeah, close it. Yeah.
Now, you can do one thing. Have a look on the right-hand side bottom corner. Right-hand side bottom corner.
Yeah.
Can you see date and time?
Yeah. Yep.
Beside, on the left-hand side of it, what do you see?
On the left-hand side.
Yeah, where you can see date and time.
Desktop, a question mark, an arrow up, your battery.
Where you can see a desktop.
Where you have seen
volume.
And on the right-hand side, there's a black box with one beside it.
You can click on the left right hand side, ma'am, where you can see date and time. Just beside the date and time, what do you see? Tell me one by one.
There's a black box there with a one in a circle.
Besides that?
Nothing beside it.
Where are you looking? You are looking on the right hand side or left hand side?
On the right hand side. On the right hand side of the date and time.
On the left hand side of date and time?
No, on the left hand side of date and time, it's got desktop, your question mark, your arrow for what you've got plugged in, your battery, and
move your mouse, it will give you the name. Move your mouse into it, ma'am, it will give you the name. Got it?
There's nothing comes up in that round circle, and I've got speaker and then English.
Okay, I got it. Now you can leave your this computer, ma'am, and you can come back to your Mac computer, Apple Mac computer. Okay, all right. Now, in the Apple Mac computer, what do you see, ma'am, in the Apple Mac computer? What do you see now?
The message has come through background items added, software from Palandro Software, whoever that is.
Mm-hmm.
Added items that can run in the background.
Close this, ma'am.
Settings, and then the only other thing that's there is, that screen with that number on it.
And now,
permission profile.
Yeah, on the left hand side, on the left hand side top, can you see there is an option over there? AnyDesk? Left hand side top, ma'am.
Where was downloaded?
No, on the left hand side. On the left hand side.
That comes back to AnyDesk and applications.
Yes. You need to double click on applications, ma'am. Double click on applications.
Yeah, which I've done.
And now,
come up with the red what's the name in applications.
Yeah, in the application you can AnyDesk, right? The red one is AnyDesk, right?
Yep.
You can press it and hold it down, and after clicking on it, ma'am, you can move this application to the bottom of your icons. Alright, where you can see your tasks menu. Try to click on the AnyDesk and move it to your down folder. Do you understand what I said to you?
Yeah, I understand. I've just lost it again. God.
Okay, no problem.
I'm punching the clock.
What do you see now?
I'm on that security permission profile screen there.
Try to open. Open the applications one, ma'am.
I'll close that one. Right, the application. So double click on applications.
Yes.
Yeah.
Then on the left hand side, you will see red color.
The black application, the red, what's the name?
You can press on AnyDesk and hold it down. Then move that AnyDesk to your down, where you can see all of your folder. Move it to your folder at the very bottom. Press it and hold it down, then move it to your folder.
Oh, I see. Yep.
You got there?
I've got it down there. Stop.
Yeah, you need to open from there, ma'am, from the down.
I'll see if I can get it to come up now.
Open from there, ma'am. Try to open from there.
And then it's come up with that security one.
What are the security ones?
Four.
What do you see? What do you see?
That's
tell me first.
Permission profile.
Again, it will show you permission profile, right?
Yep.
Okay, all right. Hold on. Let me just check. Now, what do you see now?
Security warning.
Yeah, click on I'm aware of this risk.
Aware?
Click on accept.
Yeah.
Then click on accept.
Yeah.
Now, after clicking on accept, now what do you see?
A number again.
Okay.
And then
now
possible spam detected and permission and then accept.
Yeah. Where you can see is scam detected. Beside the scam detected, you will see there is a little arrow.
Arrow, yep.
You click on the little arrow.
And that's
click on,
arrow up or down.
Yeah, click on the arrow, ma'am. Click on the arrow, down.
Up or down?
Down arrow.
Down, yep.
Yeah, what are the options? Yeah, what are the options come
and
up?
And then it's come, yeah, then I
when you click on the down arrow, can you see
yeah,
there is
possible scan detected on the down arrow.
Yeah, click on, and what are the option come up,
and
ma'am?
Then underneath that, it's got accept or dismiss.
You can try to first of all click on the up arrow, And when you click on the up arrow, what does the option come up?
Possible scan detected, the same thing.
It's still same thing. Okay, no problem. You can click on accept.
Yeah.
And after clicking on accept, what do you see?
Nothing's happened yet.
Now, what do you see? Tell me.
No, nothing's happened. It's still on that screen with accept. Oh, now it's come up. Error. In order to access your desk remotely. That one again.
Okay.
And then cancel or configure.
Okay. Click on configure.
Yeah. And then it's come back to that screen recording with the AnyDesk.
Screen. And what are the options come up, ma'am?
No, no other options, no.
No other option?
No.
It's screen recording.
There are the applications below to record the content of your screen and audio, even while using other applications, and then AnyDesk is underneath that.
Okay, you can close it, ma'am, close it.
Close that one, yeah.
And come back to your home screen. Close everything
right.
And come back to your home
everything
screen.
Down. Yep, good.
Yeah, come to your home screen.
Can I get it closed without that?
Come to your home screen, please.
Yep, coming. Closed. AnyDesk would like to record this computer screen and audio.
And what are the options come up?
Grant access to this application, open system settings or deny.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, open system settings, ma'am. Click on
yep.
Open system settings.
Open, yep.
Yeah.
And it comes up with that screen recording.
The screen. And what are the options have you got?
Nothing.
Only the
I'll
screen
click
recording.
Click on AnyDesk there then.
Yeah, try to click on it and check if it is working.
Yeah, no, there's nothing come up underneath.
Nothing come up?
No.
Try to open the screen recording. And on the left hand side of that, ma'am, can you see there is a little lock on the left hand side, bottom. Click the lock to...
Screen recording to open. Oh, there it's recording now. Screen recording. So, in privacy and security.
Yes, that's right, right. Hold on, ma'am. Let me just check. Okay. In privacy and security, on the left hand side.
I've got an arrow beside it. Do I click on that or?
Arrow, what kind of arrow?
Oh, just over on the right hand side. It's got screen recording with a red, what's the name, square with a white dot beside the screen recording on the left hand side. And then on the right hand side, there's an arrow except so you can click on it and something else will come up, I presume.
Yeah, try to click on it.
Yeah, and it's come up with AnyDesk.
And what does it, what is written on
there's
the
AnyDesk? There's
nothing
else, just exactly what we've been getting before, the AnyDesk with the, in the dark,
close
in the pink.
Close it. Yeah, close it.
Yep, closed, yep.
Now, what do you see now?
I'll go back to the home screen.
Home screen, okay. Now down the bottom where you can see all of your applications, in that application you will get an AnyDesk application, red and white.
Yep, yep.
Try to open from there. And when you open it.
As soon as I click on that, it comes up with that, a number, that 581.
581. And below that, ma'am, below the number?
Below the number, it's got the news favorites and all that. AnyDesk status, your AnyDesk version is up to date.
Okay, I
got it, ma'am. I got it. You can do one thing, ma'am. Open your Safari browser. Open it.
Close that one?
Yeah, close it and open it.
Close it and open Safari. Right, Safari's open, yep.
Now, on the right-hand side top, you will see there is a little arrow which is pointing downward.
Yep, got that one. Yep.
Click on it. Yeah, click on it.
Yeah, any
.dmg. Yeah, click on, open it, ma'am. Double click on anydesk.dmg. Double click on it.
Yep, we're back to that anydesk in the applications.
Yeah, try to click on the anydesk and move it to your applications. Move it to your applications.
Done. Yep.
It's done, right? Now, you need to double click on applications, ma'am.
Yeah.
And
applications just come up.
Yes. And on the left hand side, you will see two anydesk, right?
Anydesk, yeah.
Now, there is a two anydesk or one anydesk?
Only one.
Only one. You can try to open the first one. Anydesk?
Anydesk, yeah.
Open it.
Yeah.
Now, what do you see now?
With the arrow. And then... Yeah, that number comes up, that 581.
Yeah, yeah. Below that, what is... written over there, ma'am.
And then it's got, yeah, the news flag at anydesk data sheet. Your anydesk version is up to date again.
Yeah, up to date.
And
what
the option? Beside it, that I in the circle and your lock.
Yeah, where you can see up to date, ma'am. Like, what are the options have you got? Update?
Nothing underneath it, no. It's just got update. It's just got, you know, the status, anydesk status, and your anydesk version is up to date.
Yeah, have you got any option over there? Update?
No.
It's only showing you up to date, right? By the way, ma'am, you told me you use your internet in your mobile phone as well, right?
What? Well, beg your pardon?
You use your internet in your mobile phone?
The internet in the mobile phone?
Yes.
Not very often, no.
What type of mobile phone you have? Like, what
it's
type
an Apple.
Is it?
It's an Apple.
You can... Be handy with your mobile phone, ma'am. Be handy with your mobile phone.
Where's my grabber? Look, I've only got about 10 minutes and I'm sorry, I'll have to go.
Oh, at what time you are coming back from your appointment?
It could be about 4 o'clock or around about.
Okay, all right. Let me check and give me only a few minutes, ma'am. Are you ready with your mobile phone?
Yeah, I've got it here. Look, what I use the mobile phone is I'll check on mail and I'll check on the weather.
Yeah, that's it. All right, no problem. In your mobile phone, can
otherwise, it's only called in and out messages.
Yeah, in your mobile phone, you will see all of your applications, ma'am. Your applications.
Yep.
In all of your applications, you need to find out an application that is called App Store. App Store.
Yeah, I got it.
Open the App Store, and when you open the App Store, have a look on the right-hand side corner. You will get a search option. Search.
Got that.
Click on search and type in the search anydesk. Type anydesk. And after that, you can click on anydesk.
Comes up then with IT Vanish F, and then the anydesk one we've been in, the application one, remote application.
Yeah, remote application, try to open it. Click on it, then click on get, then click on install.
Install it.
Yeah, install it. And when it will be installed, you will get an option over there, open. You need to open it.
Oh,
yeah, it will ask you for your Apple ID and password. Put your password.
No.
Yes.
I
take it easy, please. You don't remember your Apple ID password?
Yes, I have got it. Yeah.
Yeah, try to type in there. Have you done, ma'am?
Yeah,
open it, ma'am.
Oh, yes, downloading it now. Yeah.
Okay, all right. Once it will be downloaded, ma'am, you need to open it. Once you open it, ma'am, what do you see after that? Let me know, okay?
Okay, yeah, it's still downloading.
Yeah, open it.
Yep. Yeah, once you want to send you notifications, don't allow or allow.
Allow, click on allow.
Yeah.
Now, what do you see now?
A number, your address.
Yeah, help me out with that.
Just hit on that.
No, no, tell me the number.
236. Then 671, a gap in 671, and then another gap 660.
Okay, all right, hold on, man. Let me just check. If you see any changes, ma'am, let me know, okay?
have to enter remote address or anything?
No, don't enter anything.
No, don't do anything. No, okay.
Leave it, ma'am. If you see any changes on your screen, let me know.
Yeah, no, nothing's happened. Still nothing.
Okay, wait, hold on.
Nothing happening.
Okay, all right, hold on.
But look, I'm sorry, look, I'll have to go. Do you want to ring me back? Do you want to ring me tomorrow morning?
Oh, okay, all right, hold on. Yes, I'm here, ma'am. Give me only a minute.
Are you right to do that?
Now, what do you see on your screen, ma'am?
On the mobile.
Yeah, on your mobile screen, what do you see?
Yeah, nothing's changed, other than could not connect to any desk network.
Okay. And, at what time do you have an appointment? Okay, no problem. At what time you have an appointment?
Yeah, I've got an appointment. I've got to go to the chemistry before I go to the doctor. So, yeah.
Okay, no problem, ma'am. You can do one thing. I'm going to update the security from my side. If I will need you, I will call you back again, okay? You can go for your appointment. And could you please confirm your mobile number, ma'am? Your mobile number?
Mobile?
Yeah, your mobile number. Yes.
0407 106449.
0407-106449, right?
Yeah.
Okay, no problem. You can do one thing, ma'am. You can leave everything as it is. I'm going to update from my side. And when you come to you from the doctor appointment, I will call you back today, okay?
Okay, right here.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay. Thank you very much for giving me your time. Thank you. Bye. Take care. Bye.
I questioned you a couple of times. Are you sure you're from Telstra? I don't know.